We're wishing you a good morning this Sunday, because this Sunday we're meeting in the morning time. But we're glad you're joining us, and we want to wish you a very wonderful day. We pray that you will listen close, because the Lord has some good things from the book of Isaiah. Mike is going to come and lead us in prayer and read some scripture.
Father God, we come to you this morning knowing that you're a good God, that you're our Father. You're the one that leads us along, Lord, and we put our hand in yours. We need your leading through these dark times, Lord, that are coming upon this whole world, but we know that you're the one that we can put our trust in, Lord. You're the one who can bring us through. You're the one who will deliver us to glory, Lord God, and we pray that you would give us a little glory today from you. In Jesus' name, pray that you would anoint this service, and that you would anoint your servant, Brother Freedom, Lord, and anoint the words that go out, and anoint the listener to hear them, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brother Freedom's asked that I read Isaiah, the 17th chapter, starting in verse 10. It says, "Because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shalt set it with strange slips. In the day shalt thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Woe to the multitude of many people which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at eventide, trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us."
Thank you. Father, we just praise you, and we thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, I pray that you'll give me words to speak in thy presence. Be in my being in a very special way. Father, move upon your people in a mighty way. Let them know that you love them so much, and you care for them. You want to help them. You want to bless them. You want to cause them to grow to you, to learn you, to know you, to fellowship with you. Father, we just give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord's really been speaking a lot to me because we have forgotten God. And when I'm saying forgotten God, it hurts, because I know how the Lord feels. He feels hurt. A nation that said to know him, but we've forgotten what God's made of. Most of us worship the Lord out of our emotions. We praise him out of our emotions. It's like we go to a football game, we get hacked up, or basketball, we get yip. It's our emotions. But God doesn't want us to worship him in emotion, but in truth, in spirit. And it's our heart that he wishes for. The world does that. They're in emotion. They get emotional. They see an accident, and everybody gets sad. The emotions take over. We have a bigger God than emotions. And America really has, I believe, went into emotions. Even the programs I see on TV, they're pretty emotional. They're set for an audience. They're like a stage. They're theatrical. Get the point over by their standards. And they're very good. Some of those programs are really good. But the Spirit of God is what God's interested in, is our spirit. And there's some truths that we as God's people, in just the minor elements, if we're just low Christian, we should want to observe what's written in this holy book. If we can't come together in any other facet of the whole Christianity, we should be able to read this book, and what I get out of it, I should act on that. Not just put it aside, but I mean act on it. Because acting on this word gets us to the one who inspired it, the Lord God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. We act on this word of God. He says, without wholeness, no man shall see or please God. Very simple. Now, what would you think that means? Well, I would think it was mean the things that God is, we're to love. The things that he hates, we're to not like them either. We're to draw nigh, and the things that he wishes for, and the things he doesn't, he says, leave alone, like the apple was forbidden. Now, Adam and Eve was to forsake that. They was not to partake of that apple. In doing so, they would not live forever. And truly, when this happened, It wasn't God that was mean. It was they didn't keep what they're supposed to do. God is a God of covenant. God keeps us through many circles, but we have to work in His channels. And His channels is actually, basically, like I just said, holy living. It's trying to, and we grow in that holy living. We start off as a real babe, and we went through life. We may swear a little, or quite a bit. We must get angry quite a bit. We may have a lustful eye quite a bit, and God understands that. But we grow through these points. We should be growing upwards instead of downwards. But what happens, we're forgetting God in our main places. God is not the one that's really the one that's worshipped. The Bible plainly says we worship this world for enmity with God. And I thought about that. I believe that's why God's letting this everything happen. It is because our playhouse is getting disturbed. Our playhouse is this world that we live in. And it's getting when there's problems in it. And we're going to see that God, He gave us a season, a time for America that was blessed like no other nation other than Israel. But America has really been blessed, because it was in God we trust. But when we start saying that God cannot move in our schools, God cannot be in our courtroom, got all these places, it's time that God says, hey, they've forgotten me. They're kicking me out. So as it happened in Israel, it's going to happen to us the same way. Because it's going to happen before the coming of our Lord Jesus, I really believe. That time we're going to have troubles. Goes down a little farther. But the harvest shall be a heap of the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. That's what the harvest is going to be. See, when we harvest, we want to have a good harvest. When we harvest the wicked way, we're going to have a not so good a harvest. Whatsoever man soweth, that should he also reap. This is all basic. What I'm telling you today, it's all basic. And we need to take heed to these basic issues because that's what brings response to the Spirit of God. We have to be alive in the things that God gives us to have a revival. I hear a revival. Oh, we need a run. Well, that takes place as you respond to the Spirit of God. It doesn't come by getting your emotions out here all, oh boy, we're just, oh, because that emotion's in about a week, you lose it. But then your spirit's going to stay there. You must work on keeping those in your heart all the time. That you can act, if you had to, you could walk alone by yourself in life's pathway and you could make it. God's not left you as an orphan. He's here to furnish you that you may be a child of God. You have all of His riches. You have all of His powers. You have connection to another kingdom. And you living in a place of no one has a connection, but you can have them. I've got them. We have connections from heaven. Like that ticket I got. God wanted me to have it because it lets us know an all-seeing eye watches us. And God, the same way as that ticket I looked this morning. There's not no traffic nowhere, but I did stupidity. But God will forget stupidity, but we on purposely do something, we have to come back and ask, repent of it. If we come back, God will still forgive us through repentance. But when we don't repent and say, I'm okay, that's when God says, hey, you're distancing yourself too far from me. I can't reach you. Well, we say, oh, we don't care. We don't care. We're all right. I go to the church down here. The Lord says, hey, I'm over all the church. But we have the idea in our minds, our simpleton minds, that if we go down here to a church and put our membership in a church, we're guaranteed for heaven. But it doesn't say that in the Word, and it doesn't say it at all. There's no plan for it. The plan is God is the plan. It's Him that the churches bring us to Him. That's what churches are for. It's for them to get us to Him. After we get to Him, then He can take care of us. But we have got so hungry for money and all these other things that we got to keep all of that. We don't want nobody to grow. We got a bunch of orphans out here that don't know how to take care of themselves. They don't know how to change their diapers. They don't know how to do nothing. They're not equipped
for what God has for us. God is being left out of the picture, and He wants us to illuminate ourselves through His glory, through His power, the wonderful heaven, the powers that comes down, the glory that comes down. I spend a lot of time myself now, and I feel that God's been, people have done Him mean. They crucified Jesus, but they still do Him mean. They say things. They swear. They curse. They think they got it in their own way. But there's going to be a day of judgment. And I truly believe that America, the Bible says, judgment must begin the house of God, and first begin of us, house of the end of them that believe not. I believe this situation on the Gulf is a lot bigger than they think. It's going to be a lot of damage, and before it's over with, it may be a very big thing. We need to wake up, because I believe His coming is very, very soon. God's coming to the clouds of glory, and there's not going to be a lot ready because they're looking at the things. I can get so caught up in things, forget it. That's what we forget God. They forgot God because thou hast forsaken. That's when we leave God out of our pictures, when we're forsaken Him. God has to be my partner all the way through every step of my journey through each day. I won't have Him here tomorrow if I don't do it today. Every step we need to follow Him. He needs to be there right with us. We never taught that in our churches. We never brought anything about that. But God wants to be partakers of our life. Like Israel, He came down. He wanted to live with them. They wanted to have a king. God wanted to be their king. So they chose to have a king. And Samuel, he says, well, you're going to have troubles. Well, we want to be like the other nations. And all they did is have trouble from then on. They had troubles. When you leave God out of your presence, God's come to reside with His people, to have fellowship. It's like songs. The Lord told me this, and I know, see, songs are good, but that's when you're full of God. But we have songs to get people feeling good, and that's wrong, because that's the time that God's needed to deal with those hearts. That's conviction. Oppression comes from the enemy. Conviction comes from God. Conviction is different than oppression. Conviction is God's hand. You can't stop conviction. It's God. But God can deal with oppression. When you're oppressed, God can come down, and by praying, we pray that oppression leave you. But it's conviction, you better back away, because it's God's dealing. God chastises those whom He loveth. It's a privilege when He loves you enough. He wants to scold you. He wants to help you. Oh, Kamashita, He wants to bless you. Like I find, I got the other day, it took a lot of pride out of my life, because I thought, well, that's a pretty good driver. Well, I didn't do nothing wrong, but I was watching the wrong arrow. The wrong spot, the wrong time. So, but that's what we are. We're all Christians are able to make mistakes. Don't you tell me out there that you're so holy that you cannot make a mistake. Without God, you are a mistake. With God, you're more inadequate. You have to have God in your heart all the time. I know a few years back, I used to go to some churches that would just make me, pretty soon I couldn't help myself. I was not where I should move God. God, where you at, is going to help you to live day by day. If you're having trouble living day by day, it's not your church, it's God. God wants to be the supreme being in your life. He wants to be the Almighty that lives in your heart. He said He didn't come to live in the houses made of hands, but He came to live in our heart at that day. The Bible says that in the Word of God. So it's a time that we must prepare for His coming. We are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell with them, I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? See, we've so long, we assert, well, we can have this, we can have that. It's what God says. Ever our problem, when He says you can't have it, you can't have it. Every inch of your life needs to be controlled by God's Spirit. Now, if everybody says, this is too narrow. Well, it may be narrow, but it's the way it is. It's the way it'll keep you in heaven. But God is very mindful and very easy for you to work with. God will give you a great distance. But God wants you to grow somewhat. And I believe there's some that haven't grown very much. I believe there's room for more growth in myself. I didn't want more growth too. I got to keep growing until the day that He takes me home. We're in a time, a process of the coming of the Lord. In that process, there's many obstacles that comes into our... We're so busy. In this 17th chapter, it tells about even about rushing his cars. Look how many cars everybody got. The wife has the car, the husband got the car, the kids got the car. They're like rushing. And you're so busy. 40, 50 years ago, if the Lord had come at that time, there wasn't nothing going on. Our minds are just full of things. And those things are the distractions that takes us off of the Spirit. That's why you have not got the Spirit. You're walking in, you're trying to do it in your own formulation, but your own formula will not work with God. There's too many things and distractions that keeps our eyes, minds off. Now God knows when we work, we have to keep our mind on what we do. But there should be some time every day of a certain part that we can give to God. If you can't give Him 5 minutes, try to give Him a half a minute, a half a second. At least give Him something, because He's worthy, and He's the one that we're going to stand before at that day. And that day is coming, and every one of us is going to stand before Him. It's appointed unto man once to die, then come to judgment. But us, we may not see death. I believe the Lord is coming, and I believe He's coming in the twinkling of an eye. He's going to be here. He can come this day. But it behooves us to be ready, keeping our minds stayed on Him. That's the only sure way, is keeping our minds stayed on the Lord. I've run equipment when my mind was stayed on the Lord. I've worked in a shop when my mind was stayed on the Lord. But it was there all the time. I took it back up as soon as I finished my project. It was up back, and it's like I'm laying my weapon down right now when I'm on guard. But if something happens, I'm picking my weapon up. And God's our weapon. We need to be able to pick that right up right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. I reinstate right now. You have to go full power. I don't have to wait for a retarded move. Things that are retarded don't catch up. They're behind. And by God's Spirit, they're the same way. We got to stay in that now time. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the day at hand. We need to plan for the day is coming when no man can work. A day when struggles are coming. There's problems we're facing. I hope I haven't discouraged anyone, but I know that we need to be prepared. I want to make you ready for heaven. My first priority for everybody is you make heaven. Make sure you're there. I want to make sure, ensure you that you'll be there at that day, because it's nothing like it. It's going to be beyond imagination. Here in earth as we have it, man has worked hard getting things better. Just this county that we live in right here. I remember years ago there was nothing around like here. This has all been built. And man keeps building. But those are temporal. What you build, your natural, right now, I'm light. I don't have nothing that'll take me like when I go. But a lot of people got so much, they says, I can't leave this earth without my car. I can't leave the earth without my airplane. I can't leave the earth without my bank account. I can't leave all these things. But one day, when you leave, you don't have them. And the memory don't even last very long. The Bible says in James, we're like a vapor. And then that vapor just, as soon as it's gone. The memory's not even there. And that's for all beings. But in that, God has a plan for all these beings that do not, like a vapor, that you've got eternal life forever. You've got a chance to live out eternity. And it's not 1 year, it's not 10 years, it's not through the ages. It's beyond multiplication. So we'd have to be stupid to go any other way but by God's way, because we're going to get left out of a good plan. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in you than he is the world. It says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For God's here to uplift you right now, to encourage you, to keep you, and the pathway of justice shine light shines more and more to that most perfect day. We need to call upon God, and he'll bless us. Trouble is, we don't call upon him. We sit back and we'll get the paper, huh? Lord knows I don't read nothing but this. And I'm just getting hard for me to read it. I'm just getting hard to read. And the Lord knew that, I guess. That's why I had to read it long. I'd rather quote it than read it. God's here to help you, to bless you. God's in the healing business still. My life is just totally, a year ago, I couldn't do nothing hardly. But my leg's getting better. Everything is getting better. And I don't know why God's, because I think I'm going home pretty soon. But anyway, I'm getting better. That proves that God's in the healing business. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He fails not. He changes not. He is on your side. You've got someone in your corner that's greater than anything that you ever imagined. Israel, they had God as pillar, fire by night, a cloud by day. What a wonderful time. But we don't even have that. He's right in our hearts. He comes down and says, I'm going to live within you. Who comes? He's like, the glory. The enemy comes to kill and destroy and steal. But Jesus comes to give you life and give you more abundant life. We just need to realize what side I'm on. We need to take sides. You know, like the old youth kids years ago, choose sides. We need to choose sides this day. I'm going to go your way, Father. I'm going to be your child. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to be inspired by you. I'm going to live with you. I cannot live without you. We need that kind of a drive in our heart that keeps us alive in him. We're not staying alive in the Lord. We get out and we get away. Forget God. We can't forget him. God knows it. And when we ask his prayer, we should say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the Bible says in Romans, because they were not thankful that once knew him, that's what it says, he turned them over to reprobate mind, to do what they wished. I'm saying a real fast interpretation, but that's what it says. It's over in the Old Testament, talks about Israel. They weren't thankful. God turned away. Our thankfulness is very important. That I'm really thankful. Oh, that I love him. Do I put someone else first before the Lord? If we put someone else first, we're missing. Jesus said we had to put him first. Over your wife, your children, everyone. You have to put God first. And that's quite a... But see, there's some, like Jesus told him, says, he's sorry. And that he says, come follow me. Some of us that will follow the Lord as long as we have conditions. I'll follow you, Lord, but I've got to do this and that. But see, the Lord don't say that. Now, if people tell you that, oh yeah, you're sorry. No, but the Lord don't say it. Put me first, the only way you're going to be able to follow me. You can't follow me if you put me second or third. See, we've told people, and we're going to be the ones that told this, going to be guilty of telling people this because it's false doctrine. It's not right. It's not from God. God says, seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added. Added is plus. When they're not added, they're minuses. They flee from you. God is supernatural. He's blessed you. He wants to encourage you. He's going to enrich you that you might travel in this world to the luxury, all the luxury. I travel in luxury. I travel in a big limousine. It's big. I've seen it a few times. It's glorious. God's here to help you, to encourage you, to include you, to protect you, to guide you, to heal you, to keep you. If you forsake these things that's past this world, that's what we have to do. We have to forsake those to get God. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. I love you. And I know that God loves you more than anyone that can even understand. I've had so much fun with the Lord. It's been great, great things. I've seen trees go up through a power line. My wife told me, she said, she's going to have me committed. But God still did it. Those trees went, I can't imagine how God did it, but I watched them. They just go up there and they fell over. They just sort of spun around. God's that powerful. A lot of people don't believe it, but I've seen it. God is real. He's heavenly. And He wants us to walk in victory. Not feel sorry for ourselves. Not cast down, but uplifting God, the encourager. My light's shining. My light's shining. Your light needs to shine. Turn the light switch on. Tick, tick. Lord, I love you. To make sure that switch is on all the time. God bless you all. I pray that you all be happy this day. I pray that you'll be free this day, inspired by the living Word of God. Oh, I pray that you'll all see you all in heaven. What a wonderful day it's going to be. God bless you all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, and thank you for joining us. God bless you.